This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the most important things that you can do as a parent is instill the love of Islam and the love of the Quran in your children. You know, our goal was not simply to get our children to memorize Quran. We wanted them to have a very deep connection and to feel that sense of having a strong Islamic identity. And I have a special guest, and my mission, first of all, is to teach parents how to instill this love. And my very special guest is my son, Kareem Mirabi. And he is, mashallah, 18 years old. He memorized the Quran, mashallah, tabarakallah, last year. And he is now on a mission to carry the torch and to help children have this connection to build the Islamic identity. So welcome, Kareem.
Hey, assalamu alaikum, mama.
We need to get you. Hold on a second. It's so nice to have you here, Kareem.
It's and nice tell to us, be on here.
MashaAllah. So you are now 18 and you're studying. What is it that you're studying now?
Alhamdulillah, I'm studying biomedical engineering. InshaAllah, my goal is to become at the forefront of the prosthetic scene and, you know, just do a lot of khair with that.
MashaAllah, that's wonderful. Now, tell us a little bit about your experience of memorizing the Quran. What, you know, what was that like?
Well, you know, alhamdulillah, you guys found a great sheikh, Sheikh Muhammad Hamzawi. MashaAllah, he was amazing. First of all, he was super encouraging. He was... And even though, like, you know, he's Egyptian and he's older, right? He didn't like teach in the traditional style where it was like threatening and discouraging and all that stuff. He taught, you know, with love and compassion. And, you know, mashallah, sometimes he would get up after like I memorized like a certain amount. We'd get up when we played like foosball together or something. And
well, I got to tell you that your mom had a little something to do with that. I had a talk with him. He is an amazing man. Mashallah, may Allah reward him. And I had a talk, and Baba and I had a talk with him and said, we only want to use positive reinforcement. We want it to be a very pleasant experience because there is the traditional way of teaching and we just wanted it to be all like a very pleasant experience. So I'm so glad that and he was a cool sheikh. He would ride on his
riding on a motorcycle and
right
leather jacket.
Mashallah. So how important do you think that it is for the youth right now to have a strong Islamic identity?
Well, it's crucial, actually. Like, subhanAllah, I see a lot of people that I know that went to Islamic schools and grew up in a religious household. And the second they go into college, the second they have this freedom, subhanAllah, they go down a very different path than you'd expect. Mm. And it's all because they don't have that strong Islamic identity. They're not confident in their religion. They're not confident, being different, standing out from the crowd. So, you know, they go and they make mistakes. They have fun and, you know, they do things that they can't take back. SubhanAllah.
Right. SubhanAllah. And it really has to do when you have that strong Islamic identity, it's not so much about you. You don't care about like necessarily fitting in. You are God conscious. You want to do the right things.
Exactly. Right? Like you realize the importance of holding on to Islam, you know, and making sure it becomes like a guiding light for you, making sure that everything that you're doing is to please Allah and to follow Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it's just, it's without that, you know, you make so many mistakes.
That's true. So it's about having that sense of confidence and also being a leader, right? Because you need to feel like I can stand out. And something your grandma, my mom would always say is, being different is a good thing, right? You don't necessarily have to just blend right in. It's good to
Absolutely.
stand out for the right reasons, right? So, how do you feel like the knowledge of the Quran has helped you? How has it been a guiding principle for you?
Well, subhanAllah, understanding the Quran just took my Islamic identity to a whole nother level. Because you see Huffaz that you tell me about them. Like you see Huffaz that go completely astray, that leave the deen, that hates Islam. It's because they don't truly understand it. And what understanding the Quran ended up doing for me is it made me secure in my beliefs. SubhanAllah, I would go in Uber rides whenever I couldn't get
Prior
rides
to
from work.
driving,
Yeah,
yes.
and I couldn't
For
drive myself.
those Tarawih prayers, I
Yeah,
remember.
I'd Uber everywhere, right? And I would talk to driver after driver, and like the conversation would eventually lead to Islam. And they would say something like, in the end, we're not really sure who's right. And I can confidently say, I know what is right because you look at the miracles in the Quran, you look at how it's worded, how beautiful everything is, and how there is no imperfection, no matter how hard you try to search for one. It makes you not have a single doubt in your mind.
Mashallah, tabarakallah. That's so critical because if you're not strong in your faith, if you're shaky, then you can be pulled in any direction. So what I want to hear is how are you carrying the torch? What is it that you want to do? You contribute? Because I've always said, add value, right? That was a question every time after school, right?
What
From
was
when
good
you
about
were.
today? What was get bad about today? And how did you add value?
Yes. So how did you add value? Well, correction. I wouldn't say what's bad about today. Was there anything not so great? All right. But and then I would say, how did you add value? So I want to know how are you adding value to the community? What is it that you're offering?
Well, alhamdulillah, I'm offering online and in-person Quran sessions to teach the future leaders of our ummah to teach them Quran, Islamic studies, and to overall be like an older brother to them and help inspire them and try and be a role model, inshallah.
I think that is wonderful. And you've already done this. You've been doing this now for the past year. Tell me a little bit about the experience that you have.
Alhamdulillah, it's an amazing experience. I have this one amazing family, mashallah. Their children, they already had a connection to the deen when I first came, and they were telling me they were worried when I was gonna come, they're gonna have a old
Strict.
traditional, strict, fresh off the boat sheikh. Nothing wrong with them, but with younger kids, their age, like when I first started working with them, they were 9 and 11. So they were worried about that. They saw me walking in, and alhamdulillah, they were so excited. And every day when I would come to their doorstep, I'd see them running to the door. They have a little baby sister too. They'd be like, "Brother Kadeem
Oh,
is here."
that's nice. So
So.
you built that connection, you built rapport, you made them relax because really, I mean, if we talk about the psychology behind learning effectively, you really have to be relaxed, you have to be happy, and when you are happy, then that's when your mind can really absorb the material. When you are
Absolutely.
fearful, when you feel like, "Oh my gosh, I'm going to be punished and there's going to be negative." I mean, that shuts down the mind. So I'm so glad that you. So what kind of approach do you use when you're teaching the kids?
Well, like I said earlier, I try and be like an older brother to them.
Okay.
I start off the classes not by saying, "All right, let's get to work." I start off the classes by asking them about their day, their
Nice.
weekend, things that they're interested in. introducing them to like books and it's, I actually have a student right now that just finished an entire book series just because I recommended it to him.
For you. So it wasn't even something that necessarily was expected of you, but you encouraged them to,
yeah,
to read more. Mashallah.
And, you know, doing that and being able to bond over, you know, just their everyday activities, that, yeah, makes them excited to come and talk to me.
They see call me you not brother just Kareem. As a teacher. They see, yeah, you as a friend and a
they
big brother.
They see me as a friend and a big brother. And it's just, it's very rewarding whenever they're excited to come and learn now, because Mashallah. Now they're not here just for the Quran. Because right. when they're younger, it's hard to just be there for the Quran, but right. they're there to hang out with me. And then the Quran comes along and, yes. you know, they're more receptive.
It's so important to create a positive association to the whole process. Someone is asking, is this my son? Yes, he is. This is my second son, mashallah, tabarakallah, Kareem. And now you're offering some online classes, right?
Online
you were doing
classes.
In person mm-hmm. and now since, you know, COVID, you're doing online. Tell mm-hmm. us a little bit more about that.
So we get in a Zoom call every day. We follow a schedule and, you know, alhamdulillah, I'm still able to keep that connection. It's obviously a little bit more different because, you know, we're not right there face to face. And, if kids aren't used to like being on the screen, maybe they're it's a little bit harder to be for them to be receptive, but alhamdulillah, with my positive attitude, like what I do is I do this thing anytime they like memorize an ayah or like they say the dua correctly or something right. like that. I'll put my hand up to the camera. They put their hand up to the camera. Give a
I
high five.
I do that with my clients. I say high five. But, you know, something to address about the online, you know, some people will tell me, oh, I want to do it in person with you. And I say, you know what? It's just as effective. You don't have to be in person. You can have your reach to the whole world and you can help anyone. And it's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
The sense of like what the information that is passed on. So I'm really excited for you that you're doing this and we have Auntie Suzanne, mashallah, I witnessed this beautiful upbringing and implementation of everything that is being spoken about. May Allah bless and protect you, Habibi Kareem.
Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Suzanne.
You continue to be an inspiration for us and everyone around you. I love the joy you bring to everyone you encounter, mashallah. Jazakallah khairan. That's so sweet. Well, it's wonderful. I'm proud of you for what you're doing. And I do want to definitely encourage everyone who wants their, you know, you want to have your kids learn the Quran, but in a positive way, right? Because sadly enough, I have a lot of clients who come to me that have had some negative experiences, unfortunately, either it's strictness, either there are other things that happen. And, you know, a negative experience in learning the Quran from someone can totally turn a person off from the deen. I mean, and so it's so critical to choose someone who is going to use a positive approach, who is going to be encouraging. So this is wonderful. Let me know if you guys have any questions for Kareem. Kareem the dream. Kareem the dream. Yeah. What were you going to say?
You know, like it's zero risk, right? Because like I do a first free session, you know,
all right.
if it doesn't work, because, you know, some students have different learning styles. Some, you know, I don't want you guys to, you know, spend time on me if it's not being effective. So we have our first free session. We see how it works. We see if the kids love it, you know, and if you guys are happy with it, and inshallah, if you are, then we just continue working together.
Excellent. So you're having that one free trial for the parents. Try mm-hmm. it out. See if your kids connect. They're learning. Well, I think that's great. And how do they sign up for this?
How do they sign up for this? Well, alhamdulillah, I have a website.
You now have a website. You're official.
I now have a website. I don't know. Is it gonna like? Is there like
I
a
think,
place?
I think we are posting it now, right now. So one sister Nancy is saying, "How do we sign up?" And here we go. So this is the link, and you know, we just want to help this the ummah. We want to help instill the love of learning, the love and building a strong Islamic identity, because that is going to be mm-hmm. the way that you can help your kids withstand temptation,
Yeah.
protect them from, just going astray. They need to be proud of who they are.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah.
All right. Any other questions? Karim, can my son join your class? Mr. Bashu, if you go to his website that was just posted, you can sign up to take the classes. You can sign up for the free class, and then you can see how it works out, and then sign up for more classes, inshallah. Let's see. Hello from Lakeview area of Chicago. Well, good. It's nice to have you here. Thank you, Karim. How fun to do
Thank
this
you, Mama.
With my son. Yeah, it was nice, and we can do more sessions like this, and you can share maybe some of your insights, some things that help you. If you were to give advice to first, let's give an advice to the parents as far as like those who really want to pump up their kids about the deen. What would you tell them?
Well, you're the expert on this, but I'm gonna try and. to pump your kids up for the deen, you have to, mashallah, you did an amazing job at this, Mama. And really, I owe it all to you. I owe everything that I'm doing to you and your efforts. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you. I'm going to cry.
Really, really. It's been amazing. And the main thing that, encouraged me to love the Quran and love Islam is just the constant positive association, right? Mm-hmm. When we would finish salah, what would we do immediately after? We'd go in for a group hug. When we're in family gatherings, you'd have me like recite like the first part of Surah Ar-Rahman
to build that self and lead. Yeah, I would have you always like be the imam,
be the imam when I was like 7 or 8.
Yeah. Right.
So, it's the constant positive association with the deen that really influenced me to love Islam and the Quran. And I think for any parents that, one takeaway that I would take from this amazing, the amazing like chance of being raised by you is the positive association. That really works. It really helps.
It's really effective. Excellent. Sister Nadia, assalamu alaikum, saying how often are the lessons and how long are the lessons?
So, right. Depending on like what your availability is, right now I have a family that we work 5 times a week for an hour, 30 minutes each student. Mm-hmm. I also have a family that I work with 30 minutes, mm-hmm. 2 times a week. So it's according to your availability. I usually do around 30 minutes per student because once it starts going over that,
they can't pay attention.
They're not going to retain the information. So yeah, I usually do 30 minutes a student. So that's like for length.
Okay.
And how often in the week is just, how available you are.
Okay. And Sister Suja is saying, are there age groups or age limits?
So, I generally would put like the age limits at like, I wouldn't teach below 5. Even 5 is kind of young. Because, mm-hmm. It's a lot. It's not really where... I thrive in, I thrive in teaching students from ages like 8 to I'd say like 14. I obviously can go higher or lower, and I will give it a try. Right now I'm teaching a couple 5-year-olds, so and that's going great, but it's
mainly
I would say
from 5 and older. Okay.
Yeah, 5 and up.
And let's see. This is any lessons for kids to build confidence and self-esteem in Islamic manner. Places to sign up for classes such as above.
What is that?
To build confidence and self-esteem. This is something that happens from very early on. Not belittling the kids, not name calling, not making them feel ashamed, giving respect and honoring them, right? There is a lot that can be done in building the self-esteem, and that in itself, I could go on for an hour on that one. But for now, we're going to keep that. And we have, let's see, Sister Samina is saying, SubhanAllah, even we are crying, Sister Hale. And we have Auntie Shireen on here.
Hey, Assalamu alaikum.
MashaAllah, awesome mother and amazing son. Love you too so much. We love you as well. MashaAllah. And someone else was asking, okay, did we address everything? I believe we did. Well, it's saying any group classes for tween boys, weekly lectures. I think that would be a great, great idea. We've been trying to encourage him to do it so that, you know, you can affect more people. And so if you have, maybe if you have a group of young boys that you could gather, then we could definitely, you know, consider that. And even if it's just to build that, you know, Islamic identity or have someone, you know, to just to talk to. Sometimes it's very challenging, the things that kids are going through these days. So it is very important to have kind of a big brother, someone you can trust. So tell us a little bit about you had the weekend summer school teaching, right?
MashaAllah, it was a great experience, alhamdulillah. I was able to learn
a
lot.
It was with Beam, right?
Yeah, Beam. Okay. MashaAllah, I would highly recommend Beam, you know, to anyone who's looking to put their kids in a class. MashaAllah, it's a great opportunity for the kids. The people who teach there, they're amazing, MashaAllah. So yeah, definitely look into Beam if you're in the Dallas area.
Dallas. Sorry, all of you in the UK and all other places. All right. Yeah. So what was your experience like there?
Alhamdulillah. I really, one big thing I learned was how to appeal to a large group. It was mm-hmm. good because, you know, I first started off going off of the textbook and, you know, never go off of a textbook. It is
not with kids.
They were talking over me. They were, you know, they were not having it. So
they're not having.
I decided, you know, I'm just going to look over the textbook at home and I'm just going to see the gist of the lesson. I'm just going to teach from the heart, right? And mashallah, when you teach from the heart and when you, you know, talk about how things apply to them and ask them questions, really gets them engaged. And that really help me, you know, develop my private tutoring skills. Because when you are able to appeal to a class of people aging from, you know, in like 5 year differences, right? Class of 20.
And they're all different age groups.
All different age groups, girls and boys, all coming from different backgrounds. You know, when you have to appeal to a large group,
right?
When you go to one person to private tutoring, you know, the skills that I got from that became like a lot more enhanced.
Great.
So I'm able to, you know.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to relate now.
Right.
So because I had to relate to a large group, it made being able to relate to one person so much easier, alhamdulillah.
Wonderful, wonderful. So we can look into doing group sizes as well, like a group of.
Inshallah. But I'm more just one-on-one tutoring. Inshallah, maybe in the future, I'd love to look into teaching multiple kids at once. But I find, especially with memorizing the Quran, doing one-on-one
No, I was thinking more like if it's, let's say, building Islamic identity, that's something can be done in a group.
Like Islamic classes,
That kind of Islamic classes, that can easily be done in a group,
inshallah. Yeah.
All right, well, this is, you know, it's been such a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure of mine, mama.
Well, we should do this more often, inshallah. I want, that's so sweet, Sister Nadia saying, may Allah grant you barakah and success, Brother Kareem.
Thank you, Sister Nadia.
Kudos to your mama and dad for raising you so well. MashaAllah, I feel very proud watching this. Oh, that's very sweet. MashaAllah. You know, we want to be able to inspire you and to encourage you that it is possible. I know we have a lot of forces going against raising our kids in an Islamic manner, but you know, if you do it with love, you do it with humility, you do it with compassion rather than force and anger and frustration, you're going to really be able to see great results, inshallah.
Inshallah.
So check out my son's website and sign up for a free class.
Inshallah.
Thank you, Teddy. Nice having you here.
It was nice being here, and I look forward to teaching all of y'all's kiddos, inshallah.
Inshallah. Take care.
All right, mama. You have a good mindful heart session.
Take care. Salaam
alaikum.
See you soon.
Bye.